You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna. And now for Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the northern Susitna Valley, created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions and Talkeetna Community Radio. From comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. I'm Lauren Champagne, and tonight's show, we're going to discuss an awareness project that we are hoping will increase our community's progress in ending domestic violence for our future. With me in the studio are Jacob Mannix from Sioux Valley High School, Judy Getty of Alaska Family Services, and on the phone from Anchorage, Shannon Bell of the STAR program. People from Talkeetna, Trapper Creek, Willow, and all other nearby rural communities often express the shared experiences of many beliefs and benefits from being removed from the commercial pace and structures found in urban centers. Although we have a variety of cultures represented here, and we have many diverse voices among us, we share a common interest in seeking rural life. With the many benefits come some very real challenges for those who are experiencing domestic violence. This same isolation from urban centers creates some obstacles at times for families and also for concerned community members. What are our challenges in potentially violent situations occurring in the home? People may not have quick and easy access places to go for a short time out when anger and aggression are building in the home. They may be intimidated and feel fearful about taking any action to try and address aggression because they know they are not close to neighbors, friends, or helpers to hear an urgent request for help. Our trooper support resources are limited. Neighbors, too, are aware if they try to intervene with a potential violence. Those supports are not always immediately available. And often people may not have the gas or fast transportation to get somewhere safe when needed. During most months of the year, families leaving the household even for a few hours weigh the potential of harsh winter consequences to a home if left without heat and attention. Animals may also be a large factor when thinking of leaving even for a short while. These realities have to be considered with the immediate safety needs and also with the emotional suffering the children can experience when threats are building. For those families trying to work with the problematic situations within homes, trying to evaluate choices moment to moment, address concerns within abusive relationships when safe to do so, these adults may not be aware of how to get help to do this within our rural community. Our Sunshine Community Health Center offers counseling supports for families and also provides information and referrals to several agencies offering resources that can help. We're especially grateful to the contributions made by the Bachelor Society over the past several years that have helped women and children in these situations. We have some nearby emergency supports, and we have several Wasilla resources to connect families with. Later, Judy will tell more about an agency that we use often, Alaska Family Services. In my mind, much of our richness in this community comes from the many caring people living here and the fact that we have an ability to support prevention in a meaningful way. Another incredible asset that I see is our natural environment for cooling the flames of anger outdoors. Today's project is devoted to increasing awareness and the voice of those people who want to prevent future violence. We all know the fact that violence in homes impacts a whole community in painful ways. We have many people who can remind our vulnerable neighbors that this is a community that wants to end domestic violence for our future. Many of our local businesses, organizations, church leaders, and community members have already begun to participate in this project by writing a message on a flag that will be displayed throughout the community and then will be carried by three young men to base camp on May 15th when they begin their climb of Mount McKinley. We hope to see many more of you as the word gets out. Help us show our daughters and sons that we want to end violence for their future. If you're a local business owner or a leader in your organization, please call Lauren at the clinic to find out about how to get flags. I'm wondering if, Jacob, if you could tell us a little bit about what you'd like to see happen with this project and what's happening at the Sioux Valley High School.
Yes, what we are trying to do out at the high school right now is student government has teamed up with the peer helpers out there to try and increase awareness of domestic violence among these students. We are trying to get together as a school and give each of the classes their own flag so that each class may make a flag and that it can be brought to base camp. Also, it's available for just individual students to do that. But talking to some of the other peer helpers and students out there, we've managed to come to a pretty good consensus that high school is definitely a very important time to address this problem because we know that it's there, and it's important to start early. So we're trying to just get as much information to the kids right now as we can so that they can be aware of it for the rest of their lives. Also, there's a student government organization called the Alaska Association of Student Governments, ASOG, and every fall and spring they meet in a location around the state where all the student governments from different schools attend and vote on student resolutions. So hopefully our resolution from Sioux Valley for next year will be to make a required maybe 2-3 day period of during the school year to increase awareness on domestic violence, like Red Ribbon Week for drugs, kind of that same idea but just for domestic violence. There really isn't enough information out there for the students right now to be able to fully understand how big of a problem this is.
I was remembering when we were at the meeting at the school last week that many of the students were talking about wanting to also have discussions and classes related to healthy relationships and how to define those and how to build those. And I was thinking about the play that I think you were in.
The Wisdom Teeth play? Yes.
Yeah,
I think that would definitely be an important thing for kids to learn because we talked about that a lot while writing the play. It's just that kind of thing is never brought up with kids our age, and I guess maybe because it's thought of as more of an adult issue, but I mean, at least to me, as like all other things, we need to learn it when we're young so that we have the experience when we get to that stage in our lives. So I think, yes, that it would be an important thing to maybe discuss and talk about relationship chemistry, just that sort of thing in school so that kids learn about what a healthy relationship is and how to seek that out.
Great. And Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I was thinking that you maybe have done some things in the Anchorage school related to some of what Jacob was just talking about. Have you?
Well, a little bit, yeah. My name's Shannon Bell. I'm an educator with Standing Together Against Rape in Anchorage. And our focus is on sexual assault, but a component of that is relationship and boundaries and things like that. So we go into classrooms and we make presentations and talk about those issues with high school age students.
I'm glad to have you here. I appreciate your calling in, and I look forward to asking you some other questions tonight. I also want to welcome Judy Getty.
Thank you, Lauren.
And I was hoping that you could tell us a little bit about how you came to initiate this project with our community, and also a little bit about Alaska Family Services, who they are.
Alaska Family Services is actually a very large organization. We have a number of different programs. We have the Substance Abuse Treatment Program, the Child Care Assistance, Family Support and Preservation, Juvenile Assessment Center, the Dorothy Saxon Shelter. So it's a wide range of programs. What I work with mostly is the Domestic Violence Shelter, which has a 24-hour crisis line, and that is 746-4080. And that number is available to anybody who has questions or believes they're in crisis and needs some assistance on safety planning or just trying to clear things up as far as what they can do, what their options are. And the program I work most directly with is the Family Violence Intervention Program, which is the program that offers batterers intervention classes. And these are usually people that are referred by the court because of an assault or a domestic violence related offense in the home with their partner, and they're referred to do the 36-week program. We often get referrals from Office of Children Services too. Again, they're looking at abusive behaviors in the home and children being exposed to that, and they want them to participate in the program. As I've been working there for the last 3 years, I've found that several, you know, relatively speaking, I guess several men have come from this area and wanted to be able to have more connection with Talkeetna and in the upper valley here. And so I contacted Lauren and said, you know, what can we do? This is your community. What can we do that's meaningful? And would talk to the people of where you live. And one project that we were doing in Wasilla at the time was a flag project, which was to make the flags along the lines of the Tibetan prayer flags. So the idea was that men would put messages on these flags regarding respect and nonviolence for women. And approaching it with the idea that all of these men had at least one woman in their life that was important to them, whether it was a mother, a daughter, a sister, a wife, girlfriend, whoever, somebody that they would want to be treated with respect and that they loved and cared for, and they would want that woman to feel safe. And so the men started making the flags, and we've displayed them around in Wasilla and Palmer. And when I spoke to Lauren about that project, she thought that was something maybe that would fit for the community here. So we decided that was how we wanted to approach it. And from there, kind of got the idea that what's better for Talkeetna than this is the base of operations for a lot of climbers. And so it seemed like a natural thing for the flags to go on the mountain, which, you know, the more people I tell about it, they just think it's a very, very cool thing.
That's great. A lot of people have already picked up flags, and Jacob and a lot of students have them at the high school. A number of businesses are getting involved, and people are writing messages, personal messages. One of them I can think of, it said, "Domestic violence breaks my heart," and had a heart symbol. A number of these flags are already on display at the clinic, and they can be picked up there, along with the paints and markers and so forth, to make a message. And one thing that I noticed as I went into the community, and I was hoping that any of the three of you, Shannon out there also, could speak to this. You know, we all have an awareness of the precious girls and boys in our community, and also people have kind of a hesitation about focusing on violence against women when there's violence against women and men, and as well as boys as well as girls. And so I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about why we're doing it in this way, and I wondered, Shannon, if you could speak to that too.
Well, my response to that is because we typically approach that topic with the men in the group, even about the amount of violence that men commit. And if you look at any particular violent type of offense, 90% of those are committed by men. And of course, when you get into sexual assault and sexual abuse of minor, it's higher than that. So we know that men commit the majority of the violence. Now, they also commit violence against each other. Obviously, that's true. We know that men are also victims of violent acts. with the work that I do with regards to relationships in the home, with the shelter, I guess you got to start somewhere. And so what I'm looking at is that this is where I'm starting. And when we talk to the men in the group, and sometimes they feel so overwhelmed by this whole thing. And one time one guy looked at me and said, "My God, where do we start?" And I said, "It starts with you." And that made so much sense to him, because he knew then that when he went home and how he treated his wife and how he treated his daughters and how he treated his sons, that made a difference. So each person, it does. It starts with each individual, and we have to do our little piece, and then it adds up to a bigger thing. Shannon, do you want to add anything to that?
Sure. I'd just like to mention first, if I could please, our crisis line, which is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis line. And that number is 800-478-8999. And we do take calls on domestic violence, or just to answer people's questions as well. I get kind of a similar question when you're talking about sexual assault and things. And, you know, I agree with Judy. 98% of the people in jail for sexual assault right now are male. And when we look at sexual assaults that are committed, 97% of those are committed by male. Female perpetrators are relatively rare. Make up about 3%. So when people say that to me when I'm presenting, I say, well, you know what, let's work on getting this 97% of it done, and then we'll work on the other parts of it. But I think male violence is a challenge that affects men and women and boys, and men suffer when they commit violence. It's a, you know, lifestyle with a dead end. It's important that we recognize that and talk about all violence. At STAR, in accordance with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we've got a pledge that men and women sign that's similar to the hands with the flag for the team, and it just says our hands are not for hurting, and we have people sign that.
I have a couple things to say about the ability to just realize the fact, I mean, when I hear the fact that 98% of the domestic violence crimes are committed by men, that's a pretty outstanding number. I mean, it's shocking. And I think a big step to realizing that that is true, and just really forcing it into our heads, making sure that we do know and that we are aware, is, I don't know, I guess this might not be the right wording, but almost kicking away some pride, to just be able to say, wow, men are doing this, maybe men that I know, other, my friends maybe, and just the ability to take yourself and almost consider yourself as part of that percentage, I guess, as just men in general, and say, this needs to stop, just somewhere along those lines, I guess.
Well, and the other thing I always like to point out to people, too, is that, you know, even though 98% of violence is committed by men, that's not all men. You know, that's a small percentage of men that are violent. And so we know that there's a lot of men that support non-abusive behaviors, living in a healthy way, following the law, being pro-social, and all those things. So I always point that out too, because sometimes when we focus on that, everybody starts thinking, oh, we're picking on the men. Well, part of the message that we're doing with this flag campaign is that we want those men that that's not right to treat your partner that way, and women should feel safe in their home, and children should be raised in a place where they feel safe and these things aren't happening between their parents. And so that's who we're appealing to. Those are the men that we want to speak up and say we want our community to be a better place.
You're listening to KTNA, Talkeetna, and the Nuggets program. And we're talking about domestic violence and an awareness project. And I wanted to ask, why is this project men speaking up versus women? how did it come about that nationwide there's a movement to have men speaking up on this issue versus women? And I'll just add, too, that a lot of women have asked me for flags.
Well, we've let women make flags. We don't say, no, you can't have a flag. So, if women want to make a flag, we certainly let them make one. But historically, domestic violence is pretty new topic, actually. In the 60s, with the women's movement, domestic violence came to the forefront of women saying, hey, this isn't right. And laws started to be created. The shelters were starting to crop up around the United States. And an interesting piece of that I always throw in is that when the shelters started to be available for women that were in abusive relationships, the murder rate for men went down. So that was kind of a direct cause and effect there. So women have been speaking out about this, obviously, for years. It's mostly been about getting victims taken care of, safety, and those issues. And I think when we expand the idea of how to make a better community and how to address the problem, we have to include men. If we really want to intervene, if we really want to prevent, men are an equal part of this equation. So I think, we don't want to look at men as the perpetrators, as those violent people, but as, like I said before, as the men in our community who support having healthy relationships, treating people with respect. And so we want them to speak up too, to have a voice in this.
Shannon or Jacob, can you say a little bit about how it's impacted you to be a part of a project like this? And
Well, I guess tying into what I had said a little bit earlier, it's just kind of helped me tell myself that even though I'm not a victim or I'm not the person committing the act, it's I can still make it stop. There's a lot of people that if they aren't doing something, they don't feel like they should have to get involved, just because it's a lot of extra work and they don't want to deal with it. And it's good for me to be able to say, well, even though this isn't something that's a problem for me personally, I can still help other people.
Yeah, Shannon, it's about community, I think, and community meaning safety. And, both women and men are victims of male violence. And I think if we had any social problem where it's just, it's only women we're working on or only men we're working on, it's kind of like we're missing half of it. Why aren't we all working together on this? And I think it's important that men do stand up and say our hands are not for hurting. And things like that. White Ribbon Campaign is a movement that started that idea as well. Because it's true, the overwhelming majority of men do not commit domestic violence and do not commit sexual assault. And I think it's when all the men that aren't committing sexual violence or domestic violence and all the women, and we stand together as a community to say, enough, no more. That's when it's going to change. It takes all of it.
I really like what both of you had to say about that. And I think that what gets in the way for so many people, because we're talking about relationship issues, is the whole idea of private versus public. And again, historically in our country, people have not liked that people interfere in their family life or in what's going on in their home. And so oftentimes people are resistant or reluctant to speaking up because they think, well, that's their business, what goes on in their home or in their relationship, that's not my affair. And that's sad, because I think if we put that middle piece in there, like you said, Shannon, the community, if we think about the community and that when something is happening next door or down the street and people are being hurt, that does affect us. Not that we need, to make it public and get, law enforcement involved necessarily or the state involved, but sometimes just that speaking to a person and saying something to them.
Well, our time is up very quickly. I want to thank everybody. In the studio tonight has been Shannon Bell of the STAR program, Jacob Mannix from Sioux Valley High School, Judy Getty from the Alaska Family Services, 376-4080. You've been listening to Nuggets, a locally produced program. This is Lauren Champagne. And next week on Nuggets will be Carol talking with Grog Peterson about gold mining.